Welcome back to the Art of Daily Practice. This session is called 8 Reasons That Practice Routines Derail. Now at this point in the course, I'll bet your practice routine has derailed for at least one day, probably more. So please don't be discouraged if you've fallen off the wagon, even for multiple days, even if it's been for a week, because forming any new habit is a challenge. So in this session, we will discuss some of the common reasons why practice routines tend to slip, and we'll also offer some strategies for getting back into the groove, as it were. One reason that practice routines tend to go off the rails is forgetting to practice, to begin with. Early on, while you're still trying to form a new habit, you may find yourself suddenly realizing that you have missed the time you were supposed to practice for today. Habits tend to be very fragile in the beginning, so it helps to set reminders for yourself. Set them up so that you know you'll see them at the appropriate time. And as we discussed way back in section 1.5, you can use notes posted around your house, or you could set your smartphone to remind you. If you notice that you seem to consistently have trouble meeting practice at a particular time, try another time of day, maybe a time of day that happens to be less busy. Another reason why practice routines tend to slip is procrastination and overwhelm. Everybody procrastinates about certain things, and many of us procrastinate chronically. Ongoing procrastination can become really upsetting because you usually end up thinking constantly about the project you're avoiding while making no actual progress on it. If you find yourself delaying more than you'd like, try breaking your larger goals down into smaller, more approachable tasks. Think about how you have to write an entire album's worth of songs, and that can be rather scary. But if you focused on writing one song this week, or smaller still, if you focused on just brainstorming chorus melodies for 25 minutes today, it's a lot less frightening. It's a lot more manageable and a lot more approachable. So try to focus on a small, manageable task that you can tackle in a single short session today. What's the very next step for the things you're working on? Is it just to open a book and read the next lesson, or what? Set your timer, focus for 25 minutes on that single small task, and reward yourself at the end. Nothing feels better than making a little progress on something that you've been putting it off. And no matter how long you've been procrastinating, you can still make today different and salvage a session. So if you have been putting it off, try it. Jump in today. Another reason why practice routines tend to fall by the wayside is because of a lack of interest or a lack of motivation. Sometimes you want to learn something in the abstract, but you find it difficult to actually muster the enthusiasm to get it done. So if at the end of a long day you find yourself feeling unmotivated, you're not alone, believe me. Getting excited about the minutiae of music theory can be a challenge. I like theory, but I still have to talk myself into studying most days. So in previous sections, we have covered a few strategies for dealing with lack of motivation. One thing is to be sure to connect whatever you're learning to goals that you want. Have reasonable expectations about those, meaning they're probably long-term, so be patient. And also, very important, bribe yourself with a reward at the end of each practice session. It seems like such a small and silly thing, but it's really important. Be consistent with giving yourself some kind of reward, because with repeated prizes for good behavior, your brain actually begins to associate practice time with good things. And this association can take a while to form. It can take a matter of weeks, but once it does, showing up to practice becomes a lot easier. It becomes more or less automatic. It becomes a habit that you don't have to think much about at that point. It just happens. I've survived many a tough session by thinking about that rich cup of coffee that's waiting for me afterward. So don't skimp on the rewards. The deal is, if you put in the time, you get to have something enjoyable for having done that. Another thing that can get in the way of practice routines is burnout. Burnout is what happens when you work too much for too little reward, and you basically, you just lose all capacity to work on a thing at all. With ineffective learning strategies, if you push yourself too hard, it's possible to spend lots and lots of time and effort, but still come up short. And that's why it's best to keep your practice sessions short and sustainable. That's why I called this workshop the art of daily practice instead of the art of weekly practice or the art of last-minute desperate practice. Our brains just learn much more effectively with small daily efforts and periods of rest in between. So daily is the way to go. Don't rush to make up for lost time if you have skipped sessions. Just resume your normal schedule. Another thing that can disrupt practice sessions is discouragement and doubt. Self-doubt is natural to feel, and it's even healthy, right? It can cause us to question our abilities somewhat and work on them. Even the best artists, though, who've achieved great success and attracted thousands of listeners, sometimes doubt their own abilities when they face criticism, bad reviews, bad press, or other obstacles. So self-doubt can be healthy, but for others, it can be an obstacle. There may be times when you find yourself comparing yourself to other instrumentalists, other singers, other writers, and you may feel hopelessly far from the kind of abilities that you want to have. But during such moments of despair, it can be really helpful to shift your focus away from comparing yourself to others or judging yourself in relation to goals, and instead put your focus on what's right in front of you. How many minutes of practice will you spend on practice today? What are you going to spend those minutes on? Try to find pleasure in the immediate process of learning, because it is somewhat enjoyable. You get to push yourself, you get that satisfaction of having learned a bit of something. We are all works in progress, and this is going to be a process, so enjoy it. Another thing that can get in the way of a consistent practice habit is simple disorganization. Back in session 1.5, you might remember that I offered a friendly warning about keeping your practice space cleared of clutter and neat enough so that you can easily find and use everything that your practice routines require. Practice is already a difficult enough thing to take on without little nuisance distractions. So if you found that laundry or unrelated things from other areas of your life have been creeping into your practice space, please take a little time to neaten up. It makes a huge difference. It seems like such a small thing, again, but it makes your practice space a much friendlier place to spend time. So put everything you need in one place and make sure it's easy to access, easy to find, easy to use. Another thing that can get in the way of your practice routine is, of course, life's many conflicting priorities and interruptions. Many songwriters have busy lives that are complete with careers, kids, coursework, you name it. So during your short periods of daily practice, try to remove all the potential distractions you can. Silence your smartphone and leave it at the door. Bargain with your family for a little alone time and offer to repay the favor to your partner or your kids. When interruptions do come up, practice letting them slip by as you refocus on your practice. You can learn to ignore distractions and refocus your attention on the task at hand. It does take a little practice. It's sort of like a muscle forming, but you get good at it. And finally, and this is a somewhat bigger issue than the others, but not knowing what to practice next can be a real barrier to making a practice habit. Sometimes it's simple enough. Sometimes you just need to open a book to the next page and get started. But whether you write lyrics, sing, play an instrument, or all three, songwriting can be a lifelong pursuit, and there's really no end to the things that you could possibly learn to invent more infectious melodies or write punchier lines of lyric or learn to play your own work in a more electric way in front of an audience. So given the vast number of things that you could potentially spend your time learning, it's sometimes easy to feel overwhelmed with all the things that you should perhaps practice next. Sometimes even if you just have a lot of music manuals and creative writing texts around, you can start to feel a bit overwhelmed as to which one you want to tackle. So the answer to this question of what to practice next really depends. It depends on your individual goals, and it depends on which parts of this craft you find yourself most interested in. So that's what the next session is going to be about. In this next session, we're going to start exploring your unique path through songwriting for the months and years ahead. That concludes this session of The Art of Daily Practice. Thanks for listening.